Hi everyone, this is Special K coming at you for the Black Flag Cast, bringing you another of our My Cup of Tea special edition episodes. The My Cup of Tea Made Cafe is the official cafe of Anime USA, and this year it will be held on Halloween weekend 2015 at the Marriott Wardman in Washington DC. And tonight I had the great pleasure of speaking with Maida Risa. Risa, how are you doing tonight?
Hi Kevin, I'm good. How are you?
I am excellent. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Arisa. I'm a little bit shy, so I'm sorry in advance. I really like cats. I have three cats that I take care of here at home. And aside from that, I'm really looking forward to fall. Fall is my favorite season of the year, and I'm tired of the summertime, so... you're so ready for pumpkins and cinnamon and apple pie. So I guess that's kind of all.
Very well. And why did you want to be a maid, and what do you like about it?
Well, about why I wanted to be a maid. It's a funny story. I came to Anime USA in 2013, and I was staying in a hotel, and one of my friends who was working for the maid cafe that year suddenly burst into my hotel room, and she looked exhausted, and she just said that the maid cafe didn't have enough maids that year, and so everybody was so busy, and she wanted to know if anybody wanted to try out. And so it sounded really fun to me because I didn't really have a lot of friends in the area who liked anime and dweeby things like that. So I went to an interview with the maids in the cafe the next day, and they all seemed really sweet, and I thought we'd be really great friends. So I decided that I really wanted to be a maid. And I think the best part about being a maid is really just like talking to the customers that want to like hang out with you, because I don't think that everybody realizes that, you know, we're there and we really want to talk to you. And so I really like sitting down and talking to people who I meet, because they all kind of have the same interests as me. So,
and fair enough. And what is your favorite part of the job?
I really like playing Jenga. I'm really bad at it. I think I lost every match that I had last year. But, you know, I really think it's fun because you make a mess of the table. And I actually really like giving the customers, like the cute little rabbit keychains and prizes that we have for when they win the games. And I know that I always lose Jenga, so.
Fair enough. And would Jenga be your favorite game, or is there another one?
You know, this is going to sound kind of strange, but I actually really like poker.
But that's not a game for the cafe.
No, not a game for the cafe.
But in the cafe, what's your favorite game?
Jenga, definitely. Jenga. I know Hungry Hungry Hippos was kind of the majority favorite, but I like Jenga.
Fair enough. And what's your favorite dish served by the maids in the cafe?
I think it was probably last year, the apple parfait that we had. It was really tasty, and I also thought that it was the cutest one. So.
Fair enough. And what's your favorite beverage in the cafe?
I really like all of our bubble teas a lot. But also that blue cotton candy soda was really fun. I like that too.
Very nice. And what is your favorite anime out of the thing? I mean, most of the maids in there, especially for those of you who've been to My Cup of Tea, most of the dances are based on anime theme songs and such. So, Arisa, what is your favorite?
You know, I hate to admit this because... you know, I really like the dances that we put on because they're really cute, but actually I've never seen Precure, so I can't say that it's my favorite, but lately I've been really liking this one called Kamisama Hajimemashita, or like, I think it's I Started Being a God in English. It's really cute, and it's made by, the people who made Fruits Basket, and I really recommend it.
Very nice. And would Fruit Basket be a close second?
I really like Fruits Basket, too. I really liked it when I was growing up, like in middle school and high school. but it's been a long time since I last saw it. But it's definitely one of those ones that sticks in your memory, so it is probably one of my favorites.
Indeed. And are you a manga fan as well?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Though, you know, I kind of go towards, like, the older ones. This is going to sound not that girly, but I think my favorite manga of all time is Yu Yu Hakusho.
Now, there are many fans I've heard for that series, amongst many a manga fan and anime fan. Mm-hmm. But what kind of genre is your favorite? Are you a soujou gal? Do you like shonen, seinen?
There's really not that much that I won't watch. I really like a little bit of everything. The only thing that I don't really find myself watching that much of is probably, like, maybe magical girl anime. I guess I just don't really get into it that much, but I pretty much like everything.
So no Madoka and no Sailor Moon.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched Sailor Moon. I think everybody kind of has, but it's not my favorite.
Understood. And are you a video gamer?
Very rarely.
What was the last game you picked up?
It was probably either Minecraft or Guild Wars 2.
Fair enough. And could you maybe give my audience a little bit of a clue as to a glimpse as to some of the new stuff that they'll see this year at My Cup of Tea?
Ooh, yeah. You know, it's going to be on Halloween this year, so we're going to have some really cute new Halloween-themed menu items. I can't really tell you what they are, but definitely look out for some spooky, tasty things on the menu this year. Also, I think our hours are changing very slightly, and so we're going to add some cool games that guests can participate in. And, like, I don't mean just the table games, but, like, large cafe-wide games that you'll be able to have fun doing and looking forward to. So we're super excited for that, and we hope that you are too.
Very awesome. Is there any other fandom stuff that you do outside of the cafe?
You know, I do. Actually, I've been a guest in the past for Katsucon, which is another Washington, D.C. area anime convention. I teach classes on Japanese language and culture. I've lived in Japan in the past, and so I regularly do language classes in the area. But actually, I'm moving soon to Dallas, Texas, because I own a cat cafe in Dallas. So I'm really excited to get that off the ground.
Very awesome. And on that note, I mean, you say you're already starting your own cafe, but, you know, would you ever consider opening a strictly made cafe or becoming ever involved in the foundation of one in the future?
I think that sounds really fun. You know, like, I'm really into the Japanese kind of, like, lounging, hanging out sort of scene. And they have really unique options in Japan for what you can do when you hang out with your friends. And, you know, I really like the idea of starting, like, those sorts of anime-made sorts of cafes for people who are into that. And I really like, you know, seeing people come in who like anime and manga. I think me personally, I might not at this time just because of what I'm doing with my cat cafe. But it definitely would be a consideration in the future if it looks like there's a market for it.
Certainly. Is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience? Anything to plug?
I mean, I feel shameless, you know, like plugging a cat cafe on a maid cafe podcast, but especially one so far away from Washington, D.C., but if you're ever in the area, I'd love to see you at my cafe. Other than that, you know, I think this year's maid cafe is going to be really way fun, and we also have some really great and cute new maids joining the cafe this year, and like, I'm really excited to meet them too, so, and I know that they're excited to meet you all. So, So I hope that, you know, if you come to Anime USA and you're listening to this podcast, then you'll definitely stop by and meet the new maids this year because they're so excited to see you.
Awesome. Well, Mayorisa, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
Oh, no problem. It was a pleasure, Kevin.
Of course. This is Special K, the Black Flag Cast.